left to yourself, you have no power over sin. But here's the gospel. The gospel is that Jesus Christ has never rejected a sinner who came to him looking for help, looking for hope. It would be a disaster for you to hear this message and say, man, you know what, I've got some heart work I need to be doing on myself. No, I'm sorry, it doesn't work that way. You don't have the tools. You don't have the strength. You don't have the power, not in and of yourself. But Christ says, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. You think about sin's goal, sin's door, sin's method, sin's aftermath in your life. If you're burdened about that, I want to encourage you. There's someone you can go to that can help. Jesus has come to me. I'll take your burden and I'll give you rest. Come to me. My yoke is easy. My burden is light. And so let me go a step further with this, because we've talked about this some. When I say we, I just mean in the panel, we refer to these kinds of things. What does it mean to come to Jesus? What does it mean to seek Jesus? What does it mean to run to Jesus? Sometimes we hear those things and we say, okay, what does that mean? Well, this is not a three-step plan to salvation, but this does put a little bit of meat on the bones of what we're saying when we say go to Christ. Okay, what does it mean? How? Number one, go to Jesus in prayer. You know Jesus is a real person. He's not a character in a comic book somewhere. He's not somebody that we've made up, but he's a real person. He's alive right now. He's aware if you have a burden over your sin, he's aware of that right now. And he said, you can come to me. How do we do that? Number one, we come to him in prayer. We approach him and we talk to him, because he is, what Brother Bradley said earlier, he is interested in the details of our lives. As we go to him in prayer, we acknowledge and confess our sin. Acknowledge and confess our sin. Okay? You don't have to run away. You don't have to hide in shame. You don't have to be a defeated person and have this idea that, man, you know what, I need to clean myself up before I go to Jesus. That is not how it works. You go to Jesus to get cleaned up. And when you go, you take all your baggage with you and you acknowledge it and you confess it before the one who loves and is the friend of sinners. Ask him for forgiveness and cleansing. Ask him for it. Do you know that God delights in mercy? Do you know that? Mercy means that he shows pity and compassion. You know what you have to be to qualify for that? You have to be pitiful. You see yourself as a pitiful sinner who doesn't have the strength, who doesn't have the ability to cleanse your own heart, to quit saying no to God. And you see that your need is desperate. Brothers and sisters, behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. Go to him in prayer. Acknowledge, confess your sin. Ask for forgiveness and cleansing. And then commit yourself to following him and growing in trust and obedience. You commit yourself to him. You become slaves to righteousness rather than slaves to sin. You get your hand in the gospel cookie jar instead of the cookie jar of sin. And you know what happens? When you begin to feed on new and righteous things, slowly but surely, when the Lord gives you a new heart, slowly but surely, you begin to have a purified heart. You begin to desire the things of the Lord. You begin to desire righteousness. And you begin to be resistant to unrighteousness. But it's not because you're so good and you're so strong and you're so strategic. It's because Jesus Christ is the Savior for sinners. And so sin is crouching at the door. And I would urge you to run to Christ.